I am 100% ready to be a mom. Will I, you know, be able to accomplish everything at 100%? I do not know.
That is Dunia Fultado. She is 29 years old, and coming next month, she will be a mother for her first time.
The love, you know, and attention and the caring, it's already there.
And since it is her first experience, Dunia is always on the phone with her mother who lives in Cape Verde, just curious about pregnancy and motherhood.
It's so funny. The other day, I'm like, so I'm 35 weeks and I still see no milk. And I was talking to her and she's like, no, sometimes it's after the baby's born.
But those are not the only uncertainties keeping Dunia awake at night. The pandemic has added a lot of stress.
We are on unemployment. My husband's company, we don't know what's next. We don't know when he's going to go back, if he's ever going to go back, or if he has to look for something new. With me, when I go on maternity leave, I only get paid 67% of my salary, which is basically nothing.
And because money is tight, moving out of their one-bedroom apartment in Brockton, it is not an option.
This is the baby's play yard with the vest in it and a changing table. We had to manage so he can fit by my side of the bed.
There's not much space to move around, so the baby doesn't have a dresser just for him. So my husband did. He actually gave some of his drawers for the baby.
The pandemic has made her pregnancy a lonely, isolated experience. She only leaves the house to attend her doctor's appointments. But even that, she says her husband is not there to hold her hand and share the moment with her.
Even when I get to the doctor's at the door, they don't allow my husband in, so it's just me. It is very lonely because the beauty of pregnancy is like both of you guys sharing that moment, especially like on the last appointment, she was doing the heartbeat and I had to record it for him.
And given the state of the pandemic, Dunia is not sure if her husband will be allowed to be with her in the delivery room.
That's beyond scary. Like, I don't even want to think about that. Like, I don't know who's going to be holding my hand, who's going to be telling me you'll be okay, like, you can do this. I don't know. I just hope someone is there to tell me those things. I can't imagine doing it alone. I really can't. My biggest fear has always been dying during childbirth. Like, I know it's crazy.
So how are you guys coping, you and your husband, with all these uncertainties?
Well, he's a very calm person, which helps a lot. So he's like, we'll just go day by day. You know, like, as long as the baby's healthy, we can manage anything.
But what have you learned about yourself during this pandemic?
I have learned that we have to contempt, you know, sometimes in life, contempt that we are healthy, you know, contempt that we have a roof over our heads, you know, we have someone by our side. And if you don't have someone by your side, be happy, at least your baby is with you. Like that, sometimes you just got to look at the positive side of everything.